Here he is, Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. Hello.
Hello, and I feel a bit like Jeff Boycott. You remember Jeff Boycott?
Yeah, the English cricketer, absolutely.
Yeah,
we love
exactly.
Jeff Boycott.
You know, they're plodding away, plodding away, plodding away. Well, I'm a bit like that this week because the market lost 72 points on Monday, gained four yesterday, another four today. I'm just there, just padding them away, pushing them away here and there.
All
I'm
in a day's work. Johnson only scored four runs.
That's right.
How boring would that be to watch you play cricket?
Exactly, yes, it would be.
Unless you're on the golf course, Kevin, and you decided to go four over, you'd be pretty happy with that, I imagine.
I would be, yes, correct. Yeah, is that one hole or two? Anyway, we're digressing as usual. That's because the market's quiet, people. It's up 4 points, 6,218, I'm going to call it. I'm rounding up. So it was nice and steady. And you know, the banks were all about the same, moved 10 or 12 cents, with the exception of Westpac that lost a couple. The same old on the resources sector. BHP up 35, Rio up $1.43, Fortescue up 16. That's despite the threat of maybe more exports coming out of Brazil.
The engine room of the Australian economy and the Australian Stock Exchange.
And government royalties and balance sheets and employment, and there's money to be spent there. They mine essentially between them all. I think we worked this out the other day, didn't we? It's like 700 or 800 million tons of iron ore. They've got to replace that. They've got to build new mines. That's more business that's coming.
It's huge.
And that doesn't feel like it. And I keep saying it's coming, but boy, I wish it would.
Absolutely. So did many people spend the day today analysing Wesfarmers' attempt at taking over Lynas?
Well, you saw a bit of volatility there today, I've got to say, because, you know, obviously we talked about that last night, how people would be and they'd all, Wesfarmers would say, oh, you know, we don't really want it, even though they plonked a bid $1.5 billion on the table.
Mm.
Well, Lynas came out today, so the stock opened up at 208 and was around 209, 210. Then they came out and said, we're not interested. We'll not engage with Wesfarmers at all because the terms they've outlined are indicative and highly conditional. And basically, when you read through the conditions, they're right, because if you removed all the conditions they had on it, Lynas wouldn't be $2.25 anyway. They'd be $3 plus, because they would have everything sorted out with the Malaysian government.
Mm.
Everything would be known. But you know, every takeover deal, it's a parry and thrust. You know, we'll give you this. No, we want that. Well, we'll give you this much then. Oh, we'll drop this clause. We'll add this in. This is part of the game.
I love it. Shirt fronting.
Love it. Oh, it was fun. And so as a result, they fell down to $2. Everyone thought, oh, that's really terrible.
Mm.
Then they got as high as 216, finished at 214, traded 28 million shares, if you don't mind. So interesting day for Lynas shareholders and, you know, an emotional day, I suppose, for some of them. Currency-wise, back to 71 exactly at the moment. That's if you've got a dollar in your hand, you're only going to get 71 US cents. But if you've got... If you're trying to buy a euro, they'll cost you $1.585. If you're trying to buy a pound, it'll cost you $1.86 at the moment. So gold price down about $5 overnight, but still $1,315. That's a good number when you convert it to $1,850 still. So Australian gold producers still generating profits for the Australian economy. Let's hope we can try and do some of that ourselves tomorrow.
It's all happening. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.